Chase, to start with, I guess, kind of the most recent NASCAR news that NASCAR changed the re-added the stage breaks into the road courses for the rest of the year after not having them most of the year. Just curious as to what you think about it.
I think it's fine. I mean, I don't really have a preference one way or the other. I guess I didn't like the races going green to checkered, so
Sure.
need to add a little excitement in there somewhere, I guess. So, I'm sure TV wanted that too. So, look, I get it. I totally understand their position on that, and I'm totally good either way. I think one thing that is probably worth noting on that, as you get to this time of year, points are such a crucial piece of the puzzle. If a guy has an opportunity to win the race, he's probably gonna have to at least give up stage points at the end of stage two, which could end up being a big deal if you fall short of winning the race. So it just makes that decision a little tougher. But outside that, I don't know that it really matters.
Does it make a difference that they move the restart zone back a little bit, at least for the Roval in a couple weeks?
Somebody else asked me and they said they moved it forward closer to the start finish line. So I honestly
Forward,
don't
forward,
know.
backward. They moved it a direction.
Whatever it is, man. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's going to be the same for everybody. And everybody's going to adjust and figure it out, and we're going to go on down the road.
So I wanted to ask you, I guess, following up on that question of just the stage breaks, if that gives you a little bit extra you can do with strategy, and if you think that might advantage teams who are better with strategy in general, like just have more experience kind of doing something clever.
I mean, it all depends on how much pace you have, truthfully. If you have good pace, you have opportunities to potentially take the stage points at the end of stage one. And if you're that good, you might pass your way back up there and be able to short the stage at stage two and have a shot to win. If you don't think you have a shot to win, then you're not shorting either one of them. Everybody kind of plays their cards based on what their odds are to win the race. And it can push you in a tough spot because the guy can lead all day and have a caution come out with three or four to go and you lose the race. And now you've gave up stage points and lost the race. So it we've been in that boat too. So it's just the nature of what it is, and it's not like it's something new. So I don't really know that it matters.
So looking at Bristol this weekend, you had the dirt race in the spring. Obviously, you have just the normal Bristol in the fall. What's your opinion on the Bristol dirt race? And do you want to see it continue, in 2024 and onward, or would you like to go back to two, pavement races at Bristol?
Yeah, it's a popular question. I honestly don't have a preference. Like, obviously, I missed the dirt race this year, so I don't know kind of how, if it was
Sure.
any different or not. I didn't look any different, but maybe it was. I think that, Bristol has a pretty good product as it is. And when I look at, I totally understand. And honestly, I applaud them for trying, do something different and go dirt racing. Like, it was a bold move, for sure. And, I'm just not so sure that our cars really suit dirt track racing, as much as they could or should if you're going to have a Premier Series race on dirt. So, if it were up to me and we're going to continue, I would like, to change some things, take the windshields out of the cars and, try to figure out a better way for cooling and to where you could have a little more moisture in the track and actually have a more of a dirt race environment. And if we're not willing to do that, then I would say let's just go back to the concrete because I think it's pretty good that way too. So, but again, well above me, but I think that they had it, but I will say the race this year was pretty good. Like, I think Bell and was it Briscoe racing for the win there in the spring. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good show just from the couch at least, so maybe it is a good thing. I can see both sides to the argument.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the World of Outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammer Down Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along the Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
But I wanted to ask you, I guess, if there's a particular race coming up in the last few of the season that you're looking forward to that you feel like you've just got, I don't know, that stands out to you as something that might offer the result that you're looking for or just kind of give you guys that good way to finish off the season.
Yeah. I mean, I look at the rest of them and I think that opportunity is there every week, you know, and I've liked the direction that we're going in over the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think it's been encouraging. We've been working really hard at it. I've been working really hard at it, you know, just trying to get a direction and hey, if it works, it works. And if we're worse, we're worse. And I'm okay with that. Either way, at least we're trying something different and at least I'm trying something different behind the wheel. So I think, you know, that side of things is, it's kind of fun, you know, for me. And I think that anytime you start down a new path or you're trying to challenge yourself in a new direction and you get some better results, it's encouraging. It's satisfying, whether you win the race or not. So I think that, you know, I look at the last eight as great opportunities for us to go and have good runs and try to get a win would be great before the year's over. But just to be relevant each week would be important. And I thought we were closer to being that there at Kansas. So that was nice.
Piggybacking off of that, I know this hasn't been the season you wanted, and I'm going to try not to ask a question that like 800 people have asked at some point this year, but are you approaching, you know, these last few races as not part of the playoffs differently in any way than you have in previous years in being one of the final 16, or is it same old, and just go for the win?
Yeah, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess more fortunately than unfortunately, we're in the owner's points playoff thing, sure. So it truthfully, I don't feel any different. I don't feel like we're not a part of it because there's still enough on the line there that it matters. And, you know, it's an important thing. And, for that reason, you know, and I'm a part of that, I'm not in the driver's side. Right. So I don't have to answer a lot of the questions, but you know, it's a meaningful thing and it gives us a carrot to chase and it gives you a nice goal to try to go achieve. And you know, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because we don't have any playoff points, you know, so you're starting these rounds in the hole every week and you gotta perform at a even higher level than you would say if you had a bunch of playoff points in the bank like we did last year. So it's just, it's a bit of a different vibe from that perspective, but as far as being in it or not being in it, I'm approaching each week as if we are, because frankly, we are, you know, as a team.
Flipping the narrative a little bit about the whole playoff situation. Do you in any sense look at it as, hey, I missed some races earlier in the season and we got as close as we did. So honestly, that should be something I'm proud of or that I should appreciate that, you know, everybody else did all the races this season and I was still right in there when I needed to be. So I got this close. I mean, close is obviously not what you're looking for, but.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, when you sit back and look at it and, you know, I had a friend of mine kind of explain that to me a little bit and put it in perspective, you know, during the course of that run. And it's very true. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. Like, you know, we haven't run as well as we want to, but we have had some good finishes and we have put, we've made the most out of some not very good days through the course of that run, which is those are things that you have to do. And I think those are signs of a strong team on pit road and on the pit box, and just putting days together, even though you're not challenging for the win, to turn a 10th place finish into a 5th place finish, or a 15th into a top 10. Like those are really, really important days too. And I've been proud of that, throughout the course of the year. I think we've had a good number of those events, in that run. And to your point, yeah, I mean, I missed however many races, and we were a few handful of points back from being in the top 16. So it's like, it wasn't all bad. But, certainly room for improvement, and we want to be better. And I think that we've been going in that direction the last few weeks, and I'm excited about it. So looking forward to this weekend and the final eight.
Awesome, man. Well, we know you've got a busy afternoon, so we'll let you go. Best of luck the rest of the year, and enjoy the off season.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Thanks.
I'm Bruce Martin, host of Pit Pass Indy. Each week, I go behind the scenes of the NTT IndyCar Series and introduce our listeners to the biggest stars of IndyCar, which features the Indianapolis 500 as its cornerstone event. The men and women that compete in IndyCar may be the bravest athletes in all of sport, as danger lurks around every corner. They are able to look danger in the eye without flinching. That is why the NTT IndyCar Series features the best racing on the planet. Join me every week as we talk to the stars of IndyCar, including the legends of the Indianapolis 500, on Pit Pass Indy from Evergreen Podcast.